United States President Donald Trump has promised quick, forceful action in response to an alleged chemical attack in Douma, Syria on April the 7th. Toxic gas was allegedly used in the besieged rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta near Damascus, killing at least 60 people. The US fired missiles on a Syrian airbase a year ago in response to the killing of dozens of civilians in a sarin gas attack in an opposition-held town. The comments by Mr. Trump followed a UN Security Council meeting to discuss the attack after Britain, France, the United States and six other countries requested the urgent meeting. The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has told the emergency meeting Russia has done little to stop the violence against Syrians.
For a year, we've allowed Russia to hold the lives of innocent Syrians hostage to its alliance with the Assad regime. This allowed Russia to also weaken the credibility of the United Nations. We are quick to condemn chemical weapons in the Security Council, but then Russia prevents any action, vetoing 5 resolutions on this issue alone, 11 vetoes altogether to save Assad.
International agencies led by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are trying to establish exactly what happened on Saturday in Douma. The Syrian government and its ally Russia have denied any involvement and say Syria does not possess any chemical weapons, condemning their use. At the meeting, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar al-Jafari says there's no proof any chemical attack occurred.
The Russian Center for Reconciliation in Syria announced today that military experts had carried out investigations in Douma, and these investigations suggest there are no signs of the use of chemical weapons there. And while treating patients in hospital in Douma, Russian doctors have said that these patients have not been subjected to any chemical substance. So what we are witnessing here is really just a Hollywood movie scene.
Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia has taken the same line and is warning the United States there will be consequences if it carries out an attack against Syrian government forces. Mr. Nebenzia has told the Security Council meeting those investigating the attack should fly to Syria as soon as possible to prove their claims that a chemical attack occurred.
You've accused Damascus of a chemical weapons attack, not only prior to an investigation, but even prior to the reports surfacing about this incident. You are not convinced by the information we provided to you today. You merely don't wish to hear this. We already told you there are no witnesses to the use of chemical weapons at all. There are no traces of chemical weapons, neither the victims, neither killed, nor the wounded. Nobody turned to the hospitals. The footage that was shown was clearly staged. We demand that the OPCW mission immediately visit to the area of the alleged chemical weapons attack to interview medical staff and residents and to collect soil samples.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has called on the Security Council to conduct a thorough investigation of the alleged attack. Since the conflict began in Syria in 2011, the United Nations estimates more than 470,000 people have been killed, with millions of Syrians displaced internally and abroad as a result of the conflict. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.